10 years ago, we were at 100,000 population. And now we're at 220,000 population. And at build out, we'll be closer to 400,000.
Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be in McKinney, Texas today, talking about ecosystem planning, eco map planning, with Sherrod from EcoMap and Lisa from the McKinney Chamber of Commerce. And I'm excited to have both of you on here and get a lot of perspective around, well, when I think of McKinney, the last 20 years have just really seen it change. Lisa, how have you kept up in McKinney, Texas?
Well, you have to put your running shoes on for sure, because we have had such fast growth over the last 20 years. We are a community that, you know, 10 years ago, we were at 100,000 population. And now we're at 220,000 population. And at build out, we'll be closer to 400,000, kind of just depending on density and how that plays out. We've had a lot of companies move here, residents move here. We're just part of that whole North Texas growth and expansion, which has been, it's been a good place to be. Growth has some challenges, so we have to work hard as chambers and community leaders to address things like planning for water and infrastructure needs like roads and, you know, making sure we have good access to broadband and energy. You know, Texas is a leader in energy, but with the amount of people coming and the types of projects that are coming, you know, the buzz is data centers, and we know how much data centers use electricity. So I know that's going to be a big topic that our state legislator is going to kind of grapple with coming up. But we have some challenges with growth, but those are good challenges to have.
I don't know that a lot of Texans realize that 28% of our state lives in the Metroplex. So in those counties surrounding Dallas and Fort Worth, it's 28% of the population, which is the densest population in Texas. So Sherrod, you're in Baltimore, but you brought a company into Texas and you're working with McKinney, is what I understand.
That's right, Justin. And we're thrilled to be working with Lisa and the team there. I think one of the things that we really like to do is sort of run towards the dynamism, right? You both talked about how much McKinney is exploding. I think Lisa said 100K to 200K, you know, potentially 400K. And that pace of change makes it really, really important to make sure that you have a technology solution that can be adaptive to that pace of change. What we talk about at EcoMap is how do we centralize the activities and opportunities that exist within an ecosystem. Lisa, as a leader in McKinney's ecosystem, we want her to be really well-versed as it relates to these are the types of events that are happening. These are the types of companies that are coming. These are the types of resources we have for those companies, especially as we think about how do we build, as she mentioned, really thriving business and particularly small business communities that can sort of prop up the economy in a way to make it such that many of those citizens have an opportunity to really thrive and grow.
I think about chambers in my experience. They always know what's going on in the community, and they're often a first stop for somebody that's moving into a community. So I imagine, Lisa, your doors are just busy all the time. But how do you use EcoMap to stay ahead of what's going on in a community of that size and at that rapid change?
Absolutely. So this product, when it was first introduced to me, was very attractive because as a chamber, we do pride ourselves on being known as the source, right? Like you come for information, whether it's, you know, we always laugh because we get phone calls from people in the community and they might ask for a phone number to a business or organization. And I think, well, how? I'm going to Google it. Like, I mean, how did you find my number? But I laugh about it, but I also at the same time, I love it because it means that people view the chamber as being a trusted source of information and that, you know, if you don't know what it is, call the chamber. But that's becoming a difficult thing to stay ahead of the curve on because, as you mentioned, we're in a very growing area. There are all kinds of resources, not just in McKinney, but in our situation, because we are part of a large the DFW Metroplex area, there's so many things out there that it's difficult to stay in the know constantly. And we also live in an environment where things change very rapidly. And so when I was introduced to this product, it was it really met a need for us because it allowed us to stay in the know and to have a company that can go and really source all of these resources and put them together and then stay on top of it and keep cleaning it up. So for me to be able to have that and not have to, I'd have to hire a person, you know, and that would be an expense to our organization where, and they would just be a data, just kind of a data hound. And this company comes in and for a much lower cost can come in and really use technology to keep us ahead of the game. For sure.
So when I think about my chamber, I think of membership organization that is really driven by ribbon cuttings. And but I see chambers like yours and other chambers around the state evolving into so much more than just the ribbon cutting. And I think it has to do with the data that you collect and the answers that you're answering for your members, because they're not just looking for, oh, help someone find my business anymore.
Yeah.
It seems like they're really looking to integrate into a community, and that's a bigger ask.
Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, chambers are always be a great place to prop up and give companies visibility, whether it's a ribbon cutting or, you know, an online presence or believe it or not, people, we still print a map and it surprises me, but people want maps, like to a folded out map. So as long as they fly off our shelves, we'll still do it. But with that, we have to, as you mentioned, we still have to evolve. So we can keep those traditional things that we do that are in our wheelhouse and we can do those things. But to your point, we have to be more than just providing visibility. We have to, you know, one of the things in our strategic plan that we look at is be a problem solver for businesses. They're trying to run at a fast pace and they need a partner that's going to help them take those pain points out, you know, and, you know, give them that shortcut so that they don't have to search the web and try to validate different organizations or resources or funding mechanisms or all those things that they need. And that's why for us, we before I met Sharad and his team at Ecomap, we had in our strategic plan that we really wanted to build out our digital assets because we wanted a company to, you know, these especially these entrepreneurs or a small business, they're not in their traditional hours of 8 to 5 looking this information up. They want to at midnight be able to find the information that they need. And so that was really a goal of ours. So when this we found out about Ecomap, we're like, this really does meet what we're looking for.
And Sharad, I'll jump over to you and say you've had the ability to look at organizations across the country. And in Texas, I think you're partnered with a great region that is growing, like we've talked about. But what are those people looking for in a map when they come to Ecomap or when a client finds your site through the chamber? What are they coming there looking for and what are you putting on the map?
Yeah, great question. Everybody wants funding. Everybody wants funding.
Show me the money.
And so we always see high engagement with funding. You know, it's funny, when we first started the business, we've been keeping this data up to date for a long time, but it wasn't until recently that we started really introducing what we call internally sort of more dynamic data assets, things like events, things like news, and there will be more innovation, I think, to come. But obviously, funding is typically number one. Events, though, are really, really popular. I can't tell you how many customers come to us and they're like, I am desperate for a community calendar that doesn't rely on Justin or Bobby or someone else to come in and like what events are you having this month? Like, Justin is running his own event, right? Lisa, as the convener, as the ecosystem builder in McKinney, wants to promote that event for her members. But like, Justin doesn't want to duplicate that event twice. And so that was a big unlock for us as well. And so those are kind of the two things that people look for a lot initially. And I think what we get really excited about is actually some of those longer tail analytics that Lisa and team will have visibility into. So we'll be able to tell you some, here are the categories that are most interesting to your audience. And then specifically, here are the things that they are engaging with. And the way our customers are using that information is quite literally to determine which investments they want to make as it relates to programs, partnerships, et cetera, because now they have visibility into this quantitative analysis that is really demonstrative of what their audience is ultimately interested in looking for.
Can I just add to that? Because I think that was something that really was a good selling point for me is that, you know, as a chamber, we want to have the pulse of our business community. And we want to know, like I was talking about those pain points or, you know, solving those problems for businesses, but we want to know what those problems are. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to get good survey analysis. What I love about this product is that we have this AI chatbot, and we can know what are people searching for. So it's them giving us information, so I can say, okay, this is a big area where of need for this community. So now I can go back and create programming, or maybe we do an event where we bring in a panel of experts and do a workshop, or we'll have better up-to-date, real-time intelligence about the business community. And I think that's really important for us to stay relevant as an organization. However, when we started working with Ecomap, and they give us this spreadsheet, and it's like you get a menu of things, of options, of things that you want. And there was things that I knew that I wanted as resources on our website, but there were things on there I was like, I didn't know I wanted it, but now click.
You gotta have
I didn't know that was a thing, but that's a yes. I think businesses are going to want that. So Ecomap, because this is what they do, they know the types of resources that are out there. So that's been helpful for us as a chamber.
It's something as simple as a map. And you say, oh, it's a map, it's a schedule, it's a calendar. I think there's room for lots of events to happen every day.
I think so. And I think, it's easy to become kind of territorial, right? Like we want our thing first. But just like it's like competition is good for business, it's also good for us as an organization. That it just means we have to stay sharp and relevant and provide a high quality event. And honestly, as I said, we're in an area where there's so much growth that we can do. There's going to be multiple things happening, and maybe it speaks to one person, one company, or somebody who may be starting a company. They might find a better fit here than there. And we still want to be in on all of it, that we're being a leader in that we know about all the things that are happening and we're giving it to you. And even if it's ours and it's competing with somebody else, I think there's room for all of that competition. And it just makes us sharper, better as an organization to have to perform.
And Sherrod, what about you from an Ecomap perspective? You've enjoyed doing this across the country and you're seeing growth. We met at South by Southwest with a company called Generator and the exciting things they're doing across the country. But what have you learned through this process of going into cities and communities?
It's really interesting that you asked that question, Justin, especially in 2026 as AI is just taking off, right? Like we've been using some level of data automation. I'm not going to get into the debate around what is AI and what is not. We consider ourselves an AI company. But one of the things that we have always, always, always emphasized at Ecomap is we want to use technology for what technology is good at. We want to use humans for what humans are good at. We will never, I don't believe, be able to build a technology that is going to understand McKinney's ecosystem better than Lisa.
Yeah.
But what we want to do is we want to get Lisa and her team 80 to 90% of the way there from a coverage standpoint. We want to make it really easy to take what's in their head and get it into a system that can then be used to amplify it to their stakeholders. Like, there's all these decisions that we're making internally as it relates to like how we sort of support our customers in this age of really exciting and really modernized technology. And that's one of like the philosophies that has just carried us through to this point over the last 8 years.
That's awesome. So where can people find more about Ecomap?
You can find us on all major social media platforms. It's typically going to be Ecomap_tech, T-E-C-H. And you can find us online at www.ecomap.tech.
And who should reach out to? Who are the leaders and stakeholders that you would say, wow, I'm glad they called?
If you care deeply about a local economy, we would love to talk to you. So that looks like chambers of commerce. That looks like government officials. We recently started working with Better Business Bureaus. We think that there's this whole cohort of people that are like, I care deeply about insert some area.
Yeah.
We want to build technology to help support their work.
Awesome. And Lisa, McKinney has a lot going on, but where would I go to find more information, and what are you excited about this summer?
Oh, yeah. So, McKinney always has a lot going on. We are a fast growth community, as I said, and we've got some really cool projects in the works in the next couple of years that we have an amphitheater, huge amphitheater that's being built that's state of the art. So, again, a venue that brings people together. I think, you know, Sherrod, you said, you know, humans still want human interaction, right? And, you know, another one of our big projects is we're building a beach in McKinney. We have this Cannon Beach project that there's one in Arizona, and they're doing one in McKinney, as well as other, you know, company expansions and lots of great things. But really excited because we are also the home to the Byron Nelson Golf Tournament.
Oh, nice.
We're excited about that as well. But you can find all good things about McKinney, of course, at the Chamber, mckinneychamber.com. Our Chamber also has a community news website. It's called mckinneytoday.com. I'll just give a little plug. I think, Sherrod, you mentioned about enhancing news and information. We found that we are in somewhat of a media desert in the Metroplex. We have some big media companies. So you have your television stations, and you have, you know, the Dallas Morning News and Dallas Business Journal, and they do a great job covering this large area. However, it's a large area. And so to really get that hyper-focused news on what our city council is doing, what our school board is doing. We have one news outlet called Community Impact, and they do a great job. In fact, we partner with them a lot. We use some of their news stories. But our chamber found that need, that we really wanted to get good information to the citizens of McKinney, and also give our businesses a little bit more visibility. They can post their news articles too, but we have almost like a reporter on staff that covers things like affordable housing and you know, just things that we voters might be voting on in McKinney, and they need to get that local news, you know, information that's nonpartisan, not biased, that's just facts. So you can go check us out on McKinney Today.
Well, I appreciate the lean in the news. This show started in a similar idea of where do these stories get told? Who's out there publishing mm-hmm. them? I really do appreciate John Garrett and everything Community Impact does across the state. It's all so interconnected. And I think that's what I appreciate about this conversation with Ecomap, about really putting it on paper and helping people find resources and tools they need, whether it's funding, a mentor, a place to go find friends when they just moved to the city of 100,000 new people. Those are important things that I think a chamber can do really well. And I'm glad to see McKinney investing in it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I've so enjoyed the conversation today, and I'm going to be looking forward to coming up to McKinney and checking out some golf, checking out a lot of other things that happen around there. And then Sherrod, where will we see you next in Texas? I think you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be there twice in June. One is university focused and the other is economic development focused. So I'll be around.
Well, thank you both for the time. Thank you for the way that you're building Texas. And I appreciate the impact that you're having on people as McKinney continues to grow and thrive and build a wonderful brand.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on your show. This has been fun.
Thank you all.